You know that feeling, that nagging sniffle that just won't go away, or maybe those itchy eyes you just keep rubbing.
Or that weird rash that seems to come out of nowhere.
Exactly. We've all been there, haven't we? Trying every over-the-counter thing we can find, just pushing through. But the question is, when do you stop pushing through and when is it time to see a doctor about those allergies?
That's the key question.
We're going to try and cut through some of that confusion. We've got a stack of sources and we're digging in to find important bits about allergy care. Our goal is to help you figure out precisely when and who you should see for your allergy symptoms, whether they're just annoying or more serious.
And it's fascinating because sometimes what seem like minor symptoms, if they stick around, can signal a need for professional help. And understanding the different levels of care available, your regular doctor, a specialist, even telehealth, that's crucial. Knowing who to turn to can mean faster relief, better management, and sometimes it can be life-saving.
Let's unpack that because lots of us just grab the antihistamines, right? But our sources point out some pretty clear red flags that mean it's time to actually call a doctor. What's the first big signal we should look out for?
Often it really just boils down to persistence. If your symptoms, even if they seem kind of mild, are hanging around for more than a few weeks, that's a big one.
Why is that so important?
Because that prolonged inflammation, even from something that feels like just a runny nose, it can quietly ramp up. It might be pointing to something more significant.
That makes a lot of sense. The duration is definitely key. What about how it affects your day-to-day? I know people who just accept being miserable during allergy season.
If your allergies are messing with your sleep, making it hard to focus at work, interfering with your daily routine, maybe even making exercise difficult,
Yeah.
that's your body sending a pretty clear message. It's not just about being uncomfortable anymore, it's impacting your actual well-being. Untreated allergies can lead to things like chronic sinus infections, persistent ear issues, or even make conditions like asthma worse. Catching these signs early can head off more serious problems down the road.
Okay, that first thought is often, can I just grab something from the pharmacy? But what if those over-the-counter meds just aren't cutting it? Or maybe the side effects are almost as bad.
That's another really clear signal if things like Claritin or Benadryl aren't making a dent, or if you just can't handle the side effects. That drowsiness is a classic one. And related to that, if you're just not sure, is this allergies or is it just a cold that won't quit? A doctor can help you pin that down.
When does it shift from being just an annoyance to potentially something more serious? I'm thinking about things like maybe suspected food allergies or drug or insect allergies.
Exactly. Those are in a different category. If you suspect you might have a serious allergy, food, medication, an insect sting, something that could cause a severe reaction, maybe even life-threatening, seeing a doctor right away for proper testing and getting an emergency action plan, that's absolutely non-negotiable. Don't wait on that.
Okay.
And one more thing, if you already have other health conditions, say asthma, eczema, maybe heart problems or high blood pressure, you really need a doctor's guidance on which allergy meds are safe for you. You don't want them interfering with your other treatments.
It's becoming clear that just seeing a doctor isn't one single thing. There are different types of doctors, different kinds of care. It can feel like trying to navigate a maze sometimes.
Think of this next part as your guide through the healthcare system, specifically for allergy relief. We want to help you figure out exactly who to turn to and when.
Perfect. Let's start with the person most people think of, their primary care doctor. They're often that first point of contact, right? When are they the right choice for allergies?
Your primary care doc is usually the perfect starting point for first-time symptoms of seasonal allergies or mild year-round ones. They can check you out, help confirm if it is allergies or something else, and get you started on a treatment plan. Often that's OTC recommendations or a basic prescription.
Okay.
They're also the right person to see if you have known allergies, but you're noticing new symptoms or things seem to be getting worse or you suspect a new trigger. Critically, they're often your gateway to seeing an allergist. A lot of insurance plans require that referral from your primary care doctor first.
Right, the referral step.
And because they know your whole health history, they're well placed to advise on treatments that won't clash with other meds or conditions you might have.
That covers the primary care pretty well. But what if those first steps aren't enough, or the situation feels more complicated? How do we know it's time to level up and see an allergist, the real specialist here?
You should definitely think about seeing an allergist if the treatments your primary care doctor suggested just aren't working well enough and your symptoms are still severe or just really persistent, dragging on. Another really key reason is if you have related conditions, things like asthma or eczema. Allergies can make those significantly worse.
interesting.
Yeah, an allergist is vital because they can help manage both conditions together. They might even discuss more advanced treatments like asthma biologics.
Asthma biologics, what are those?
They're targeted therapies. They work by blocking specific pathways in your immune system that cause the inflammation. For people with severe asthma that doesn't respond well to standard inhalers, these can be a game changer.
So they manage the whole picture. What about actually figuring out what you're allergic to, getting to the root cause?
That's precisely the allergist's territory. They are the experts in allergy testing. They do the specialized tests, skin prick tests, blood tests for all sorts of environmental triggers, pollen, mold, dust mites, pets, insect stings. And crucially, they are the ones who can safely supervise what's called an oral food challenge.
A food challenge. Sounds intense.
It needs to be done very carefully in a medical setting. They give you tiny, gradually increasing amounts of a food you suspect you're allergic to. It's the gold standard way to definitively confirm or rule out a food allergy. You absolutely do not try that at home.
Definitely not.
And then if you're looking beyond just managing symptoms day to day, if you want a long-term solution, an allergist is who you see about immunotherapy.
Right, like allergy shots.
Allergy shots. Or there are also tablets you dissolve under your tongue. The idea is to slowly build up your body's tolerance to the allergen over time, usually about 3 to 5 years.
Does it work?
It can offer significant lasting relief for many people, especially with things like allergic rhinitis, hay fever. There was a big study in the Lancet Regional Health Europe back in 2022. It found allergy shots could reduce symptoms for up to 9 years after treatment stopped. People needed fewer meds, slept better, could focus more, and even saved money in the long run because they had fewer doctor visits and hospital trips.
9 years. Wow, that's a serious long-term benefit.
It really is. And finally, if you've ever had a severe allergic reaction, something like anaphylaxis or significant swelling, seeing an allergist is absolutely essential. They help you understand your risks, what triggers to avoid, and develop a life-saving emergency action plan, usually involving an epinephrine auto-injector. This is especially critical if you suspect a food, medication, or insect allergy, because those are the ones most likely to cause potentially life-threatening reactions.
Okay, so we've got the primary here, the allergist for complex stuff.
Yeah.
But we live in a very convenient world. What about telehealth? Getting help from home, how does that fit into the allergy picture?
Telehealth is definitely a great tool. It's fantastic for convenience, especially for routine stuff. Think follow-up appointments, getting medication refills, or even having an initial chat about your symptoms to see if you need an in-person visit. It's also really helpful if you live somewhere remote, making it easier to access specialists you might not otherwise see.
Is it effective?
Studies suggest it is for the right situations. There was one in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology back in 2016 that found it worked well for many routine allergy cases. I think only a couple of patients out of nearly 40 actually needed an in-person follow-up. And another study in 2022 found patients generally had positive experiences.
Okay.
But telehealth is mainly for mild to moderate symptoms. We're talking sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes.
So not for everything.
If you have more complex or concerning symptoms, like a rash that's spreading quickly, hives popping up all over, or any trouble breathing, you still need that in-person consultation. The doctor needs to be able to physically examine you for those kinds of issues.
That makes total sense. You need eyes on the situation. Shifting gears again, what about those times when things feel more urgent than waiting for a regular doctor's appointment, but maybe it's not quite dial 911 serious? When does urgent care come into play for allergies?
Urgent care fills that gap really well. It's the right place for symptoms that are severe, need quick attention, but aren't immediately life-threatening.
What specifically?
A sudden rash that's spreading widely, or maybe some mild swelling that isn't directly blocking your airway but is concerning. Hives that are coming on fast and spreading, that's another one. Also, moderate swelling in your face, throat, or mouth. Even if it's not severe yet, it could worsen. So getting it checked quickly at urgent care is smart.
What about breathing?
If you're having difficulty breathing, maybe your throat or chest feels tight or hurts, but you're not actually gasping for air or wheezing heavily, urgent care can assess that. Also, things like severe diarrhea from a suspected food allergy, because dehydration can be a risk there. Or if you think you might have a sinus infection setting in, or your heart rate feels unusually fast, triggered by the allergy.
Got it. They can handle that middle ground of needs attention now.
They're usually open longer hours, you don't need an appointment, and they can provide treatment quickly to stop things from escalating into a true emergency.
Okay, and that brings us to the most critical level. When is it absolutely time to stop thinking and just call 911? What are the non-negotiable emergency signs for allergies?
This is crucial. You call 911 immediately if you even suspect anaphylaxis.
Anaphylaxis, the severe whole body reaction.
It can affect multiple organ systems. It can lead to shock, and it can be fatal. Even if the symptoms seem mild at first, it can escalate incredibly quickly.
So don't wait to see if it gets worse.
Absolutely not. And here's a really key point. Even if you've used an EpiPen, you still need to call 911 immediately. Because the epinephrine can wear off and the symptoms can come back, sometimes even worse, it's called a biphasic reaction. You need to be monitored in an emergency setting.
What are other absolute 911 triggers?
Severe trouble breathing or shortness of breath, feeling like your throat or airways are closing up. Any significant swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat that could potentially block your airway. A sudden drop in blood pressure, feeling dizzy, faint, confused. Those are signs of shock. A very rapid pulse, also potentially signaling shock, or severe hives covering your entire body, indicating a major systemic reaction. Any of those. Don't hesitate. Call 911 right away.
Okay, crystal clear on the emergency front. Now, stepping back a bit, once we're actually at the doctor's office, primary care, allergist, what can they actually do for us? What kind of help can we expect?
They can do a lot. First off, they can confirm if it is allergies causing your symptoms or maybe something else mimicking them. That diagnosis is key. Then they'll recommend or prescribe the right treatments for you. That could range from guidance on the best OTC options to stronger prescription medications if needed.
Like stronger antihistamines or nasal sprays.
Exactly. If you're at risk for severe reactions, they'll prescribe emergency medications like epinephrine auto-injectors we just talked about and teach you how and when to use them. They also offer allergy testing to really pinpoint your specific triggers. Knowing exactly what sets you off is huge for managing things effectively.
Avoiding the triggers.
Yes. And they provide expert guidance on that. Environmental controls, prevention strategies, like Dr. Ashley Kelly mentions practical stuff, limiting outdoor time when pollen is high, using those HEPA filters in your home, washing bedding regularly, vacuuming often, especially if you have dust mite or pet allergies.
The practical advice too.
Absolutely. And ultimately, they work with you to develop a long-term management plan tailored specifically to your allergies, your triggers, and your lifestyle.
That sounds really comprehensive. So knowing all this, it highlights how important it is for us as patients, to be active participants in our own care, right? How can listeners best prepare for an allergy appointment to make the most of it? And what kind of questions should they expect from the doctor?
Being prepared makes a huge difference. The doctor will definitely want to know all about your symptoms. Be ready to describe them clearly. What are they exactly? When did they start? Are they year-round or seasonal? Is there a particular time of day they seem worse?
Symptom details. What else?
Think about what seems to make your symptoms flare up. Is it pollen, pets, dust, certain foods, exercise? Does it happen more indoors or outdoors? Have you traveled recently or made any big changes in your environment? Do you have pets at home?
Lots to consider.
Your health history is really important. Any previous allergies you know about, have they changed over time? Do you have a history of related conditions like asthma, eczema, or frequent sinus problems?
Got it. So that's what they'll ask us. What should we do to prepare?
Try to find a quiet, well-lit spot. If you have visible symptoms like red eyes or a rash, the doctor needs to be able to see them clearly.
Good tip.
Make sure your tech is working. Internet, camera, microphone. Make sure your device is charged. You don't want tech issues derailing the appointment.
Right.
Write stuff down beforehand. Jot down notes about your symptoms, when they happen, what you suspect triggers them, and importantly, list any medications, OTC, or prescription you've already tried, including the dosages.
So you don't forget anything in the moment.
Exactly. Bring a notepad or use your phone during the visit to take notes on the doctor's advice and any follow-up instructions. It's easy to forget details later.
That's really practical advice. Now, it's easy to get focused on doctors and specialists, but let's just quickly touch on what we can do ourselves day to day. Because, you know, not every single sniffle needs a doctor's visit. What are some key home management things we should remember?
Self-management is huge. The number one thing is always trying to limit exposure to your known triggers, whatever they may be. That's your foundation. Beyond that, using those over-the-counter antihistamines or decongestants as directed can help manage mild to moderate symptoms when they flare up. Things like saline nasal rinses, using a neti pot, can also provide a lot of relief for nasal congestion and stuffiness, just flushing things out.
Yeah, I've heard good things about those.
And then there are those environmental controls we mentioned earlier. Being consistent with those can make a real difference. Keeping windows closed during high pollen times, showering and changing clothes after you've been outside, maybe not air drying laundry outside where it can collect pollen, using air purifiers with HEPA filters indoors, washing bedding frequently in hot water, vacuuming regularly, especially if dust mites or pet dander are issues for you. These daily habits can really help reduce your overall symptom burden.
Navigating allergy care has been really illuminating. It underscores how knowing the different levels of care, from handling it at home to seeing your primary doc, getting specialist help from an allergist, using telehealth, or knowing when it's urgent care, how that knowledge can make such a huge difference to your health and daily comfort.
It raises an interesting final thought for everyone listening. If you are currently managing your allergies with home remedies or OTC stuff, what small change, maybe a symptom that's lingering longer than usual or something that's starting to impact your sleep, what small sign might tell you it's finally time to reevaluate that approach and perhaps talk to a medical professional?
Thank you so much for joining us. We really hope this knowledge helps you to take control of your allergy health and make the best choices for you.